Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. Great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. I'm recording from the back of my church today as I'm just going past on my way to another meeting. Thought I'd call in here. And it's great to be able to open up God's Word together. We're going to be turning to Mark. But before I read that, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your Word. We pray that you would bless it to us, use it to nourish us and feed us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 15, verse 42 through to the end of the chapter. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. Sometimes extreme measures, extreme times call for extreme measures, I should say. Just a brief devotion today, because I've got to carry on to a meeting very shortly, but let me just comment on a few things really briefly in this passage. Sometimes dramatic moments require dramatic actions. I can think of the time when my family and I were going on holiday and we came around a corner. And there was a huge accident. Car came flying around the corner and flipped, and a man flew out of the window, and it was just very ugly. And in that moment, there was a motorbike directly in front of me, and the motorbike just went around the guy and carried on, and I jumped out of my vehicle. I stopped the car, left the family back there somewhere, and jumped out of my car and raced up there and started doing something. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a medical professional. I'm just a dairy farmer who's become a pastor. And yet, this dramatic moment caused me to take what was a dramatic action for me. And lots of times we're faced with these situations. And Joseph of Arimathea was faced with one of those situations. You see, he was what we call a secret disciple of Christ. He wanted to follow Christ, but he was a council member, which meant he didn't want to. He was afraid. He was scared because it was very costly for him to follow Jesus. If he was to follow Jesus, he would potentially get kicked out of the synagogue, kicked out of the council, he would lose his position. In fact, he would probably lose everything. As Jesus himself said, anyone who would follow me must take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. Anyone who would be my disciple must hate his mother and father. It costs us everything to be a part of Jesus Christ, and Joseph knew that, and he was not willing to give it. Back then. But now, a dramatic situation, the death of Jesus Christ, has led to a dramatic action. It's a really beautiful thing, isn't it, what is said of Joseph of Arimathea. That word there in, in verse 44 onwards. Sorry, verse 43. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage. My dear viewer, courage is such a beautiful thing, and it's something so desperately needed today. We are faced with dramatic times, trying times, difficult times. We have people who hate the church. Everywhere it feels like. The whole culture is beginning to become a tidal wave against the church. And we as God's people desperately need courage. It's telling that at the end of Revelation, one of the first sins listed of those that get thrown into hell is cowardice. Because God's people are a courageous people. They are a bold people. They are a firm people. They faithfully follow Christ to the very end. And Joseph of Arimathea found his spinal column. And this is a great lesson for us. Look, there's lots we could say on this passage, but let me just say this before I run out the door to another meeting. We must find our spines. We must find our foundations on which we will stand upon, because we are running out of time. What I mean by that is that the wave is coming. The cultural wave, that wave that is anti-Christ, not the anti-Christ, but against Christ, that wave is coming. We see it in schools, we see it in families, we see it in education systems, we see it in workplaces. I mean, let me just give you a few examples. So the New Zealand education curriculum now states that one of the good things to do is to have camps where boys and girls can select what tents they go in, and you can't, as a parent, say no. Is that not insane? Yes, it is insane. That's a recipe for disaster, but that's what the science of our Ministry of Education believes. And we as Christians are going to come into stark contrast with this when we stand up to our schools and say, that's not good enough, because my child is going to be faithful to Christ, because my child is created by God, just like your child is. And I acknowledge a creator, the creator, who has a beautiful plan for all of humanity. And you must embrace it. The world doesn't want to hear that message. And so, brothers and sisters, let us find courage. Courage to stand firm in the face of opposition to the praise of God's glorious grace. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this exhortation and this encouragement from Joseph, who found courage, who found his spine. And we pray that you would help us to do likewise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks very much, and I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon for another episode of Logan's Devotions.